On the other hand, this publisher then said, okay, then we also want to make it publishing. So not only catalogs, but also books now. And that was the idea, because he made a book on cinema architecture, movie architecture.
From the beginning into the 20s.
Are you a publisher or a critic or what?
I'm a publisher sometimes.
Yeah, but he's normally a critic and he started at his
And, well, that was a connection with the publisher, and so we discussed with them. At first they were not sure, but now they suddenly they get the idea that it must be a very great success. So
since you have it in every German normal magazine and regular and everywhere, now they say, oh yeah, it's very important and do it and be quick and so well. And so we decided that to start.
Yeah.
And that will be a book, well, about the form is clear, just about 200 to 260 pages in four color prints, which is really valuable that they do it. But they really want to do it, and it will be about 3,000 copies of print.
I mean, it's either bilingual German English, or maybe they now are in discussion with an English and French publisher, maybe they take it over.
Yeah.
So this is not yet clear whether
to
make it bilingual or separate.
And it will be something what, well, we know what we don't want to have in the book, but we don't know what we want to have in the book. It's more, we want to have what is called new design, or what it can be, in all differences and all contradictions.
Yeah.
And also very young people now.
Yeah.
In Germany, for example, there are some young, others, Winfried Scheuer, who is now in Munich, for example, he should be included. And some young German, but we don't want people who make only art objects, but we want people
design.
Who really think design.
Yeah, that's
the
right
point we want to have.
Because there is a big misunderstanding.
And it's just now that some people think Memphis is just to be crazy or something, now they produce and that we don't want that in the book. And that is the main point. And then, well, and then there will be some, about three texts, but they will not explain anything of design, but just a categorical text on of categories like functionality and the moving as a changeable category or something like surface or something like that, but some never explaining
of the design pieces which are in the book.
Of the pieces.
Not
of
the pieces.
Yes.
So just to give the but our idea.
The mood of the situation, the mood of the reasons and the
also the changements and the ambiguity.
So we will leave the people who read the book the chance to see the objects and to understand themselves. And by us just to that they have also possible. We will get this text about, maybe it will be 20 or 30 pages text, but not as a blog, but we want, like in a movie film, you have it through all the, but just chance, cut by chance, so you can read the text, but you must not read. If you don't want, you don't read it. So just to give also that, to make a little bit an anti-authoritarian book with all this, that was the idea we had for the whole thing. Now we don't know about coverage. Well, that is the point, and if, well, the second is that we are the designers, we just had been, before we came here, with Martin Guitin. And we tried to get them all, and we asked for, well, a little bit what they want to have inside included. It may be, for example, with Guitin, we have decided that we make perhaps she has these architectural drawings,
that she did for the degree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we want to make, for example, them as a row, let's say
as
five pages,
just
as development, and then designed objects on the pages, and so we have connections.
Yeah.
And so it is also to, the designers should have the chance to explain a bit just themselves. They can say just very new things. They can say, I want to show how I developed, or they can say I want to show one piece, how it is developed, and so that is the idea. Therefore we are here.
It's a big work. I have to say a lot of people.
We have an exact timetable now for a lot traveling around.
Also
there
are a lot of
people. I know, and they try to get them all. And also go to Spain and France.
Yeah, so we go afterwards, we go to Mariscal to Barcelona, and he wrote that there are some good young groups.
Probably,
yeah.
In France there are groups.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're going to Lyon and Paris.
Yes, I don't know the
yeah.
moment, but anyway, I see some time.
Yeah,
in
Hotel. And then, yeah, well, and then some in Germany, we talk with them in Hamburg.
And some in England.
And England, yeah, so one of.
You can find here Simon Weiss in Milan, the one who makes this object.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that is somewhere we wanted
yeah.
to meet you.
He's here.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see him.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is, in fact, but I can find out. Wait a second. Or just some photographs in the furniture.
Yeah. No, that
is anything you like, I mean.
Yeah, no. Well,
it depends also from the structure here. I understood what you were saying, but anyway, it depends. It looks like a very anthological book.
In
a
way,
they are not looking for horizontal, too strong horizontal lines in between, connecting the people, because there are none.
Yeah.
I mean, between me and totem people, there's no any
yeah.
relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that is what I would like to have to really to show in this. Let's say it is. For us it's interesting, we got more and more the idea that there's a specific point at the moment where you can say,
something
in a way something is becoming to be history,
yeah.
and some people are starting, you know, I recognize that very much for young people, for example in Germany. They just now, they see Memphis and they see the production, and they see freedom, but at the same moment they see it is starting to be history, and that's a very new point. And especially at this point, we try to make this book, which is both, which is something about history, and which is also material to say, well, this is now a point, and now you can come, now we shall try how it goes.
Anyway, yes, that's right, I think. So, because of that, I think I have to think it over a little bit.
Yeah.
Then, you know,
uh-huh.
yeah.
I think it's better for
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
yeah,
maybe
sure.
for the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It is not to urge you. The thing that could be the point. The only problem is that we have not very much time.
Yes.
We have to
be.
We
shall be ready at the middle of April with our.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But that is it is also our problem, because now. We both worked at university for years, and now all the universities also throw the people out. And so,
yes.
so we're working in
freelance
for radio and magazines.
So
it's quite hard and quite a lot of work to earn the money.
Mm-hmm. So you just earn, it's hard enough to earn just that you can live in a flat with your telephone. That is, that we cannot afford more time because.
Yeah,
at
so
least for the book, you know, yeah.
And
at least for the book, the traveling here is, then it's nearly not much more money what you get from making the book. But we want to make the book, and we have some ideas why we want to make the book. It's one point is, for example, that at the moment in Germany, a little bit Italy, all the people get crazy about these white painters, and I think they are so naive in Paris. Critics are so naive that we would wanted to say, if something is new, then it was this design. It's much newer than each of these paintings, and that is also a reason to show. This is, if you discuss spontaneity and subjectivity, then it's this design, not this painting. That's also so. We have arguments why we want to make this book.
And just now,
you
know,
yeah. Oh,
you
are right. It should be done very quick.
Yeah.
You know, I like better the structure for me, for my brain, to work very hard and very
yeah,
10, 16 hours
yeah.
a day and then really make it, then to discuss with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, you are going to Florence, aren't you?
Yeah.
You then?
And then we come back
when?
Sunday evening or Monday morning.
Monday.
We are back again.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And we leave on Thursday morning.
There is a problem that I may have been to Torino too.
Mm-hmm.
But so
we should meet maybe Monday afternoon.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good. For us it's good.
Mm-hmm. Which time you think about?
Let's say like today, if it is convenient for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Not fast for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do anything about the movement that has been going on in Italy and maybe in Vienna and some other places in England, but particularly in Italy about called radical design or counter design or this kind of thing?
A little bit, yes. It is especially that, for example, I like Lapodi Nazi and his work, for example. That person is somebody I would like to include in the work. And I know especially early works, for example, you made for this. That also
there was a lot of people who were working very hard.
Yeah.
Because what I think is that a phenomenon like Memphis doesn't come out from nothing.
Yeah, sure.
It has a lot of work behind. It lasted for years and years. And for instance, it's very different than the Lapovinazzi work, which is very conceptual and kind of very much political. And, and there have been a lot of so the possibility of getting rid of the tradition was given to us through this kind of debate that lasted so long. You know. And that's why most of the people they don't know this. Period. And they think that we are sort of Martian, just falling down from.
It is something I was also thinking of, because I just found, for example, this book Utopia e Rivoluzione, the Archi Zoom, Archi Kram, and all these.
Yes, then I think you should give a look to the book by Paola Navone, Radical Design. There are a lot of documents.
Yeah.
It's not a very good book, but it gives a lot of information.
Now that is something
I think we should try to give an idea of this, except but we don't want to do something like a history of design.
No, I know,
some
information just to, and as you are very concerned in the separation between artwork and the design. I would be very, very careful in separating the conceptual design from the new design.
Yeah, exactly. I even would say, it is in a way conceptual design and new design. That is for example, what I like at the moment in Germany with some people, like Thomas Blythe, for example, who come from Ulm. And he still works like Ulm, but it changed. That is what the Rams, for example, does not understand. You know, it was for me a very good point that if you see his drawings, they're absolute exact drawings and conceptual drawings, but it's a different outlook. And that is what I like with his work. And there are some good people. Now that is exactly what we want, this conceptual.
Andrea Brandl, you should go and see Andrea Brandl.
Yeah, sure. You made an appointment.
One of the strongest theoricians.
No, that is what we. I think we will have one chapter in this theoretical text where we want to discuss a little bit. We call it for us ourselves the differences of spaghetti, patata, pita, pomfrit, and patata. And in a way, you can discuss a little bit also this way, kind of radical design and Ulm itself. you get differences of these countries and the history of, you know, this is one thing. But I can give you one thing we have, I don't know if I send it to you, but it was just, you know, years
ago,
yeah, very marginal, but sometimes we got the idea to make small books, but we don't have money, and this we made with Lako. It was just by, it was just we liked him, and so we decided nobody wants to buy it, but they liked the book. If you like, you may have it just a well, that was our self-application. Well, okay.
May I do
so
one Polaroid of you?
Pardon?
May I do one photo of you?
Yes, yes, yes.
I need another thing that we, I think we should also discuss with Barbara Radice.
Yes. Maybe Monday we can see her.
Yeah, but yeah. But I think it should be good also to meet her. But she is still working on this book on Memphis. So
she's working very hard on the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. This is, but I think for us we also discussed, but I think it's can be really also important to have Memphis as one group and to show what is really
I think yes, maybe I think it's very good that there are coming out many books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Many,
yeah.
Many books which are similar but different in a way, and that start again a debate about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that is what I think. It, you know,
and at the moment in Germany you have some catalogs by exhibitions, but
yeah.
There is really no book in this field.
Yeah, I know.
No real publication, I think.
Yes.
That is what.
No, no, there is one.
It can also be our chance to the things to make.
Okay,
so we meet on Monday.
Your shoe came out.
You never know. You never really know what you do. So.
Yes. Are you driving down Florida?
With
no,
train,
all
the train.
Scusa, ci sei domani che ne pintavare?
Che le?
Quando vuoi tu, voglio sapere.
Il pintavare cosa vuoi?
Quello
di Parma?
Sì. Mi riconosci il nome.
Domani, sì, ci sono. Ci sono verso le 11 perché prima vado dal dentista, no, verso il mezzogiorno perché prima vado dal dentista e poi avevamo detto che alle 3 facevamo
la riunione
alle 7, quindi casomai dopo
la riunione alle 7 ci vorrà un'ora e poi alle 4 mi anche fare.
Wow, there we go.
Things like that, you know.
It's just one step of a long history that was started and that will continue, and it's just a stop on the way and nothing particularly special or happening,
okay.
Because people like Socias have been working on these things for 25 years and only now they recognize these ideas. If you know his work very well, you find things that are exactly like Memphis 20 years ago.
Yeah,
nobody.
That is what I, well, you know,
I think
I remember it's about 6 years ago that I saw this one success lamp with this.
The Valigia.
Yeah. And I always tried to find that where, and I didn't find a place where to go.
This is one thing. Also, the other thing that should be said is that whatever happens in the cultural establishment is always a reaction to something else or to a situation, and as the radical design was a reaction or a following of the 68 movement and things like that, the same way Memphis is a reaction to a moment where the Italian design, the so-called Italian look, got so down that it's, you know, 300 miles underground and nobody will ever recover, and they should be put in a graben. And another thing that should be said is that we do this, what we do in the new design, is part of our life, it's not our life. All. I mean, I don't want to do only furniture for Memphis. I like to make the biggest building is possible in town and to build bridges if they let me, and to make packaging or other things. It's very interesting that the new design was born, I mean, for us at least, the group was born around a very highly professional group of people, so people that say, sorry, moment. I don't know. What I'm doing now is I work with this company to a lot of different projects, from urban furniture in Turin to sofa for Knoll to Olivetti factories to plastic cover for books to packaging for another company. So many, many different things. What I'm doing now for Memphis or for my own things is to, for Memphis I'm especially doing glasses, because I enjoy very much to work in Murano with these very crazy but very brilliant people, and it's one area where nobody works now. I like to work in the area where nobody works. First of all, because it's easier, because in the other ones you have a lot of people fighting, and secondly because our areas forgotten are areas where you can bring new ideas, and so I like very much to pursue these things of the glass now, and I'm doing that. And also because we are very lucky in this office that we have a lot of opportunities, because being a little famous or known in the town, people, when they hear a name, they trust you and they let you have. So we have all the world open to do textiles, jewelries. I'm trying to do jewelries now because I have a friend who makes jewelries, and maybe she will make them for me. So I'm just, you know, free to do whatever I like, and we have a lot of opportunities, and it's very beautiful, this. And we are also working in architecture sometime, and this is also very interesting. What I would like to make maybe in the book is to, if you like, or if I can do, is to write something, because I think that we are in a stage now. I mean, the culture that works around this so-called new design or whatever, where there is a complete lack of critical work, theoretical critical work, because the only people who has the capacity of doing critical work is Ettore himself, I mean at in a larger scale, or Barbara Radice, which in one way does not have so much a solid background in design, because she was always an art critic, and I feel that my generation should come out with ideas regarding the theoretical problems behind what we are doing and the possibilities. So maybe one thing I could do is write something for you if you want.
Then you have to be very, very fast.
Tomorrow morning.
Nearly.
In a way.
Why?
Nearly. No, the latest deadline for that should be about, I think
you
about,
think
the no, earlier, I think at least March 15.
Okay, March 15 I go to America, so maybe if I can write before, I will write.
Yeah.
Do we have your address? Did you live here? Yeah. Yeah, or you are coming by again.
We give you, that's no problem. But it's, I would like to have more, because, you know, the point is, there will be, of course, this book will be at least three very theoretical texts.
By whom?
But by us three. Yeah. But she is sociologist and psychologist. I'm normally German literature and culture critic or something like that. And he is art historian. So that is this. And this is, and let's say, theoretically, we come from, at least we both come from, say, Frankfurt School around that area. And that, but
the
we.
The Frankfurt School,
yeah.
Yeah, Adorno.
Around that.
For
68, of course.
Adorno, Keimer.
Yeah.
That is around
our
theoretical background.
That is a very interesting one, I think, to analyze. This problem.
That is, and therefore we like design. and the point is that we had the idea that our texts will in no way give explanations or interpretation of the design.
I don't think that if I write anything about design, I will explain anything.
Exactly.
I can just tell something.
That is what I hope. So that is the idea that we, you know, that we want to give the people the chance to look at the objects, to look at the drawing, to look at
yes,
the projects.
But
on the other hand, we also want a rough theory, real
yes,
rough
but
theory.
You have to be very, very careful, not be naive, because many things that have been happening in the new design, so called, have so disgusted myself, even though I'm very young, that the fastest thing I could have thought was to quit immediately to do new design and design other things. Because this is a typical situation of a very, very eclectic and undetermined society, where everybody does whatever he wants, and communication and business make the real thing. And we are trying with Memphis, especially the effort of Ettore is always to keep in mind that there are some qualities that cannot be forgotten, and that we are working for improving the quality of life for ourselves and for everybody else, and not working for whatever happens. You know, if you, and this is the effort that Memphis always has when applies when we choose our own drawings or things like that. You know. And if in fact you can very clearly read the reference to the Bauhaus, to the Wiener Werkstatt, to everything, which are much less easy to find in other experiences of the same.
But that is what we want to strengthen in the book. We want to show the conceptual.
Yes. So
that is, for example, that I say Memphis functions. The furniture of Memphis partly functions much better than furniture you see anywhere around. But it has a new category of what is functionality. And the same is with many of these things, you know, it became a change of categories, became the possibility to think that categories are movable and that are not fixed and not strict. And that is one thing. On the other hand, that is, I told Ettore, for example, that what we like with some German designers, that they come from the Ulm school.
Yes.
So they, like Thomas Blythe, for example, if you see a drawing of Thomas Blythe, it's absolutely exactly Ulm. And it's absolute conceptual and absolute constructivism, but it does not look like Ulm.
The look is different.
And that is what is very interesting for me, that he gets this point to work with the with the quality of Ulm, but to work on different projects.
Yes, but this is also the danger of Thomas Blythe, where if we want to speak about Thomas Blythe, because he